So where was the synagogue when you came to Swansea?
It was in Finnonny.
Right.
Yeah, it was built in 52. The old Goat Street Synagogue, you probably heard from other members, was bombed in the war. And there was money, I don't know, from some war reparations or whatever, to build this synagogue, which was a big synagogue. It had, and it represented a merger between the old Beis HaMidrash, which was once called the Immigrant Synagogue, and the English Yeshul, the English Shul Goat Street, and the two merged. And that was a big congregation then. It was a big building, and now we sold off, you may well have heard of this as well, we sold off the main synagogue, or the whole synagogue actually, to an evangelical church called Life Point. And we kept what was the Palto Hall and converted it to a very nice mini synagogue. Much of it was designed by the late Martin Glass, who didn't live long enough to see it come to fruition or be used. But then, so we had a 5-year lease on that old Palto Hall. And we never thought we'd last 5 years. People were leaving, dying, moving away. And so we now rent what was the old Palto Hall by the hour for services, but we've got rid of the Ark, which has gone to a synagogue, Reform synagogue in Barcelona. The beautiful stained glass windows, which were from floor to ceiling, works of art. The Lifeport Church didn't want them, and we donated them to a synagogue up in North London where the rabbi was a cousin of Selwyn Franks. Beautiful works of art, this stained glass. It was really a, well, at least they're in a good place, but it was a terrible loss.
So, have Lifeport altered the synagogue now, I guess?
They've totally transformed it. They've invested huge amounts of money, I wouldn't dare to say. For example, they put a lift from floor to basement in. They've cleared the rough land at the back into a nice parkland where kids can play. They have various social functions. They do a lot of good work for the homeless, for young women with children. But it is an evangelical, hot gospeling place.
So can you describe the inside of Finnonny Street when it was still a
the street?
Sorry?
The street or the synagogue?
The synagogue.
Well, you'd come in off the street and a very modest little entry hall, and you go down two flights of steps. I think before you got down to two flights of steps, there were some classrooms where cheder kids met. And before my time, I wasn't here, there was a Jewish social club with table tennis and I think pool, but I never went, so I don't know. And then we had a huge synagogue with a partition, which you could convert it into a dance floor or a whatever. It was quite an impressive building, but it became too expensive for the diminishing congregation to sustain. Like most provincial congregations in Britain, you know, my synagogue in Blackpool closed down about 8 years ago, sold off. You know, that was built in 1916, so it may have lasted about 90 years. But all the provincial communities are declining.